direction in a sea of chaos. Welcome to Abounding Grace. Join us now with Pastor Chris Gordon as we open the Word of God.
So glad you've tuned in for this Friday session of Abounding Grace Radio. I want to pick up today and talk about something that we emphasized throughout the course of Abounding Grace this week, and that is the emphasis on the modern prosperity gospel movement and the emphasis on signs and wonders. And we've seen that. We studied that this week, looking at how Jesus dealt with that problem of people who were merely following him because he could fill their bellies, people who were merely following him because he could do great signs. And in John chapter 6, we saw they wanted to make him king because he could do these things. They wanted a Jesus of their own imagination. They thought they could have this Jesus be their king and restore prosperity to Israel. That is what we dealt with this week. And these are the things we looked at that we want recovered in America: prosperity, restoration now, give us back land, give us a model king who will break all the oppression. And how many use Jesus for political agendas? You know, how many attach and use Jesus and people use him and attach him to their agendas? We see this on evening news all the time. They want to build their kingdom. We want Jesus to fit our agenda. We want Jesus to fit our economic plan, and people will give ours for it, you know? Now, what happens when that takes place in the church? Well, I want to have us consider something that has recently happened in the news to have us think about just the damage of using Jesus, of creating a false Jesus, which John 6 exposes, the damage that that brings in our society and the message, what it does to the message of the gospel when we get it wrong and manipulate Jesus for our purposes. Recent news, I don't know if you saw, but in recent news, the Crystal Cathedral has gone bankrupt. Considering that Robert Schuller pioneered the current megachurch movement, the recent bankruptcy of the Crystal Cathedral really is not a small issue. Are we getting a glimpse into the near future of those mega churches that have followed Schuller's same paradigm for ministry? I'm sure you see it over the border. We see it here. The mega church movement, which is designed to cater to the customer, gives a product, builds everything it does around the wants of the customer. That's how they treat the church. Well, if the Crystal Cathedral is any gauge of what is to come, what might we learn from the current bankruptcy of the granddaddy of all megachurches in this country? And if you're a megachurch out there now and you're in one, you should be trembling, because this is the future, I believe. Consider carefully what that message is and what has happened. Many articles and many news articles have recently come out about the Crystal Cathedral. And what was interesting to me in those articles is the way the Crystal Cathedral explained away their current financial meltdown by blaming the hard economic times people are facing. Sheila Schuller states that the message people need to hear right now, now listen, the message people need to hear right now is that tough times shall never last. Every storm will come to an end. Really? Really, dear radio listener, is that the message you need right now? I know that's the message many are probably getting in your churches. Hard, tough economic times, it's a storm, it'll come to an end. Just think positive, you know, have faith. Is that the message you need right now? Let me understand this. The situation of Crystal Cathedral's bankruptcy has nothing to do with the leadership's reckless spending and amassing a debt of over $43 million. It is, by implication, the people's fault because their, quote, storms in life are preventing them from funding what apparently has become a major corporate enterprise, no longer able to line the pockets of those who built that empire. Who primarily is facing the tough times Schuller is talking about? Shuler's answer in blaming the current economic storm cannot be separated from his, Robert Shuler's, message, and that's precisely the problem. Their faulty answer is bound up with their faulty message. Robert Shuler has been preaching a new reformation of self-esteem for years. He writes, "To be born again means that we must be changed from a negative to a positive self-image, from inferiority to self-esteem, from fear to love," writes Shuler. That is the new birth? He's the granddaddy of the current prosperity, positive thinking paradigm that has infiltrated this country and all over the world. Think positive. God wants to pour out upon you material blessing. And how many rising young stars have emulated this iconic-like hero of the American church? We have books on bookshelves. Have your best life now. All of it traces back to this central figure. We'll come back to this thought in just one second.
We are thankful to hear how Abounding Grace Radio has been a blessing to you. Your listener response has been deeply encouraging to us. If you would like to hear more teaching like this, we give you a personal invitation to join us for worship on the Lord's Day. We're committed to preaching nothing but what the Word of God says, how important this is in a day of shallow spirituality and empty promises. See us on the web at lyndonurc.com to learn more about who we are and what we believe as we strive to show sinners the only way, truth, and life. Jesus Christ.
For the past few decades, Shuler has redefined the Christian message to build what is before us today. A spectacular crystal kingdom driven by a correlating message of glory now. But the tide of prosperity, economically speaking, was bound to end at some point. And you know, now the message just doesn't work, does it? Economists provide business cycles for a reason. There will be periods of peak and trough, and people need to think through the consequences of their actions in the present cycle, anticipating that which is to come. Taking these economic principles into account, what happens, my friends, when the church's message is something, for instance, that only fits into the business cycle of expansion or peak? What becomes of the periods of trough? The message, you see, is not designed to provide an answer. You see what I'm saying? The message does not correlate to the periods of trough. It only correlates to the economic prosperous periods in American history or whatever, and in the economy. This is exactly what's happening to the mega church movement right now. It's provided a theology of glory in the present that only fits at the proper moment in a given business cycle. The prosperous moment. Expansion, peak. You know, you're expanding, you're making lots of money, and it peaks out. That's when this message works. It's provided a theology of glory. Is it any coincidence that we have seen, my friends, just think for a little bit here. Is it any coincidence that we have seen the current megachurch phenomenon rise just at the right moment in American history? The moment of unprecedented expansion and peak. The movement is roughly, 35 years old, 40 years old? So now that we've peaked in the U.S., economically speaking, what does it mean for our current megachurch gurus? Well, sadly, and rightly so, but think about the whole picture here. Their message will crumble along with the economies. Think of the scenario with me. Shuler has promised prosperity, wealth, and positive happiness. And how many of our pastors in this world, in this country, and in Canada are doing the same thing? They promise you, if you're a Christian, prosperity, wealth, and positive happiness. Now think of Shuler's scenario. They're bankrupt. How does such prosperity transfer to $43 million of debt? Is it not appropriate to be reminded that prophets are determined to be true or false depending on the outcome of their message? Deuteronomy 18. Sure, such a message has been great for earthly-minded churchgoers until the sufferings that accompany this present evil age have failed to be overcome with what Shuler has been offering as the solution. In other words, what happens when my hour of trial has failed to be overcome by a promised hour of power? Remember, that was his program title all these years on TV. What happens when my hour of trial has failed to be overcome by a promised hour of power? You have been set up for a huge fall. You see, my friends, the greatest tragedy here is not that Shuler's message fails to provide happiness amidst periods of economic trough and hardship, but that his message fails to provide an answer to the misery of man. In redefining our problem, Shuler has redefined the solution, and we're left with a wholesale abandonment of anything that can legitimately be called Christian. Shuler's message cannot fit into the Bible's gospel of a crucified Savior impaled on the cross to save sinners from death. If our problem is merely a bad attitude, of what purpose is it to proclaim that Christ humbled himself in assuming our human nature, suffered throughout his whole life, and endured in body and soul the wrath of God to atone for our sin? The fact remains that this present age is characterized by tribulation and suffering because of sin. But the real answer has been provided in the announcement of Christ's sufferings in the sinner's place. This truth does not compel Christians to force the final realization of glory and of God's promises in the now, as Shuler has done. But rather, as the saints patiently wait, they are given deep consolation, knowing that the sufferings of Christ abound in them. Understanding this truth allows us in great times of trial, sorrow, and turmoil to fix our eyes upon the one who endured the cross in our place, knowing that the glory will come in the new heavens and the new earth where righteousness shall dwell. To want glory now becomes a denial of the very thing that defines us as the body of Christ, a people characterized by suffering, tribulation, trials, and tests in the wilderness, that the Spirit of glory may rest upon us in our weaknesses. So what should we learn from the bankruptcy of the pioneer of the prosperity megachurch movement? As the first domino has been tipped, we shouldn't be surprised. We should not be surprised if we begin to see many of the other dominoes start to fall over. It's easy to squawk at times like this. My question often goes, why does the Lord allow such chicanery to go on? Why not put a stop to this mockery right away? While I may not have an answer to this, I'm reminded of what Jesus said should be my great concern. In Jesus' day, a tower had fallen and killed a bunch of people. The multitudes thought this must have occurred because these people were really bad sinners. Why didn't that tower fall down on them sooner was the thought. Any correlation? Jesus' answer is one to consider. Jesus answered them and said, "Do you suppose that these Galileans were worse sinners than all other Galileans because they suffered these things? I tell you, no, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish." Jesus called people to look at the plank in their own eyes. Since judgment begins in the house of God, it should cause all of those in positions of church leadership, including me, to seriously evaluate if there's any tampering with the ministry of Christ beyond its design and repent, if so. Further still, we should all be reminded that the Lord has promised to free his people from cruel shepherds who refuse to heal the sick, bind up the broken, and bring back that which was driven away. We would do well to remember that God's message of salvation came in the past through those who were in weakness, fear, and in much trembling, that the recipient's faith would not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Dear friends, that's a power that is not merely by the hour, but one that remains and abides forever and ever. Amen. Founding Grace Radio is brought to you by the United Reformed Church here in Linden. We are a church where the Bible is sincerely believed and faithfully taught. As always, we give you an invite to join us for worship 10 a.m. and make this note 6 p.m. on the Lord's days. Visit us on the web at www.lindenurc.com. Give us a call, 360-318-0429. Thanks for tuning in today. May the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ continue to richly bless you.